Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. Here we are again, praising the name of the Lord. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me on the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. We're heard on this radio station every day, Monday through Friday at the same time. And if you're a new listener, we welcome you and pray that God blesses you during this time we have together. Well, I would like to begin by sharing a letter, and it ties in with what God has been laying on my heart as I've been praying for this week's broadcast. And I actually feel it's such an important subject and topic that we may continue on depending on how the Lord leads. But what the Lord has placed on my heart, and I'm just sensing in the Spirit, and this letter I'm going to share expresses this need beautifully, but that we are hungering for more of God. Beloved, the times in which we are living, these are perilous times, critical times, dark times. And if ever we need to know our God, you know, the scripture says, the people that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. And so we have to understand, beloved, that God is with us. He wants to draw us into an ever, ever closer relationship with Him. And we do that through the time that we spend with Him. Think about this in the natural. If you want to get to know someone, well, you have to have time with them. Suppose you just meet someone and you say, well, let's have coffee together. Let's get together. There has to be an ability to be able to communicate back and forth. And we do that by the Spirit of God. He speaks to us in our prayer time, in our time that we devote to the Lord every day, at least we surely should every day, and also through His divine word. As we read the word, the Holy Spirit will quicken passages of Scripture. And so, without further ado, let's pray. Father, I thank you for the privilege we have of spending together these few moments every day, five times a week. And I bless you, Lord. We ask you to bless this radio station, other stations, Father, that are promulgating the Word of God. Lord, if there ever needs to be light in the darkness, it is now. Lord, you said we are a city set upon a hill. So, Father, we thank you for godly programmers. We thank you, Lord, for the Word of the Lord to be held supreme. And, of course, Jesus is a living Word, Lord, so we exalt Jesus above all. And, Lord, we thank you for this time. We pray, Lord, that you will take my poor and feeble efforts, and, Father, by the power of the Holy Spirit, you will illuminate to every single listener a very rhema word, a personal word, a specific word, a unique word. Lord, you have an amazing way to customize words that are spoken. Lord, I've had this experience. You're listening to a sermon, and all of a sudden, other people, if they compare the things they were impressed, it's quite different. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is making it personal and effective for every life, because He knows our needs. So, Father, I ask you to do this in Jesus' name. And, Father, we pray for joy. Lord, you said the joy of the Lord is our strength. And, Father, right now, I take authority over the spirit of heaviness. Lord, it's very difficult as we listen and understand and hear what's going on around us. Lord, there's just some awful, terrible things going on in the world. But Lord, we thank you. We have a sanctuary, a hiding place, a secret place in you. And as we draw close to that secret place, Lord, then we are renewed to run in the race. We're able to go out in boldness, to have the boldness of a lion, to be able to declare the word of the Lord. And so, Father, anoint all of us, Father. I'm not asking just for the anointing to be able to deliver the word, but Father, our ears have to be anointed. open-minded to be able to hear what you're saying. So, Father, grant it to the glory of Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Well, this letter I'd like to share with you is from a brother writing from Fresno. And as I said, he actually expresses my own heart's desire, as well, I believe, many that are listening today. I believe the Holy Spirit is fanning the fires of our first love so we can enter into that kind of deep, intimate relationship with our Lord. And he writes, "Dear Sister Glass, as always, I pray that God is blessing you and that he continue to bless you. I can't imagine how difficult your labor of love must be. I do know that you've blessed me beyond degree. We all know that it is God's love that has drawn us to you. But we also know that it is to you he has drawn us because of who you are." Well, that's because of Jesus. Amen. He goes on, "I have pulled two of your letters from 2019 and two from 2020. All your letters speak so deeply to me. But this is what I want you to hear, beloved. I felt to examine these more carefully and more intently. I've been praying over these letters, rereading them, and seeking to truly receive the fullness of what God is saying through his word. I know you fully grasp what he said, but I want and need to fully grasp what he is saying to me as well. The truths you have presented to me from our Lord are truly life-changing, and I need to receive them at the deepest level of my soul. Can you say amen? I want to be changed." That's my heart's cry to the Lord. I want to be changed, transformed by his power. I want to live and experience Christ as the center of my life. I desire more than just the struggle and expecting to get through, something more at apprehending God and receiving his perceptible, life-changing anointing too. He goes on to share some things, and he says, "Thank you for all you do, more than you know." A brother writing from Fresno, praise God, a very precious brother of many years. His mom went home to be the Lord, and now he's just come right in there, and he's receiving the letters and is also blessed. Praise God. Well, can you say amen to the things that he said? That's my desire. I want to be transformed by the power of God. And so where I'm going to begin this direction, the general subject is the Holy Spirit, how important he is, why we need him, and how he interacts with us, relates to us in our daily life. You know, he wants that for you more than you desire it. So right now I'm going to share a scripture, Isaiah 40:31. "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." So I'm starting with this scripture because some of you need to renew your strength. And as we've just been sharing, we need to mount up with wings as eagles. We need to come to the high places of God. I don't know, years ago we used to sing, "Lord, lift me up. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground." Amen. And it says, if he will renew our strength, if we have to have a divine perspective, beloved. We are already seated with Christ in heavenly places, but we need to see with the mind of Christ. And then, if we are renewed, if we will mount up into those high places in God, then it's a supernatural empowering that comes, even in a physical way. We shall run and not be weary. We will walk and not faint. Praise God. We want to learn about what does it mean to live the life in the Spirit. Praise God. Well, beloved, let's start by going to Psalm 84, verses 1 through 7. Let me turn there quickly. Psalm 84. Okay, here we go. 84, 1 through 7. Do you feel this way? "How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts." He's talking, David is, about, no, sorry, Well, it doesn't say for the sons of Kohath, Korah. Anyway, the point is, the psalmist is making this important point. It's pleasant to be with the Lord. In thy presence is fullness of joy, isn't that right? At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found a house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They'll still be praising thee. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee. Well, that ties right up to Isaiah 40 that we shared, right? Whose strength is in thee, whose heart are the ways of them, who passeth through the valley of Baca. And what does that mean? Weeping, sorrow. Some of you are and have been going through that. They make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then, well, I don't think we're going to have time to do that. We want to begin in Deuteronomy, the 22nd chapter, and draw some spiritual lessons from the Old Testament. Well, we're just making a start on what does it mean to live life in the Spirit. I pray you'll be with me tomorrow at the same time, and if any time that you're not able to listen to the broadcast, or perhaps you want to rehear it or missed it, then just feel free to go to our website, unveilchrist.org. You can click on the broadcast. They are archived there for you. For your convenience, you can listen at any time. But as I always do, I bring this broadcast to a close with an invitation for you to write and share your prayer needs. Beloved, this is a really personal ministry. Some of UCM's beloved partners have been with this ministry for decades, and they have written faithfully, and it's like I have a personal relationship with them. I mean, as if I know them. Well, I might not have even met them physically, but I certainly know them in the spirit. And many times I have a burden for them, even when I'm going about other tasks in the day in my house. I do have a separate office out here at the ministry center. So, beloved, know that it is a personal ministry, something we really need. Don't we need that personal touch? I know I do. Amen. Well, I love you. The announcer will give that contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.